This is the first time health institutions in the region have held a regional matriculation. The training institutions are One Nursing Training College, Tumu Midwifery, Nandom Midwifery, and Jirapa Midwifery. The rest are Nursing Training College and Community Health Training School, both in Jirapa, and Health Assistant Training School, Lora. The principal of One Nursing Training College, Dosigni Tumi, said the institutions have introduced new programs aimed at meeting the health needs of the people. The programs are registered midwifery, community health, and registered general nursing. Mr. Signi Tumi said inadequate infrastructure is, however, impeding the efforts of the training institutions to train more people.
The inability of the institutions to offer admission to a significant proportion of the applicants is attributable to infrastructure and staffing constraints. We are in deficit of lecture halls and hostels. The management of the schools will be compelled to cut down the intake of students for the 2015-2016 academic year if the infrastructural situation does not improve.
The Regional Director of Health, Dr. Abdullahi Fogo, said the region has adopted train and retain policy and that those undergoing training should be prepared to work in the region. The Minister of Health, Dr. Kuku Ajimamensah, in a message said government is taking holistic steps to address the inadequate infrastructure problem. Deputy Regional Minister Dr. Mushebu Muhammad Alfa said government has stepped up investment in the health sector to send healthcare to the doorsteps of the people.
Let me mention that government is well aware of the infrastructure and logistical deficits in the health institutions and has therefore put in place measures to address them. Government has, for the past few years, increased its expenditure in the health sector to improve infrastructure. Efforts will continue to be made to increase the infrastructure base of the health institutions and also augment the existing logistics.